Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Spring is around the corner and racing will be here before you know it. Go to GreatLakesDragway.com to order your season passes, discounted tickets, or to inquire about a track rental.
Every day at the 5 o'clock hour of the Wendy's Big Show, you know what's coming at you. It's Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane. This is what you signed up for.
I do need to call
on your
John
way home.
Greenberg to get me one of them jerseys, though.
Over at the Admirals.
Say, these nice Milwaukee Admirals jerseys.
Say Leap 36, though.
I think we could. I think we could get that done for you.
Yeah.
You want to be hashtag Mill Hockey just like me, man? Give me some of that. I like that. Yeah. Dab like me up.
We're getting free coffee. I saw that baby Todd. I was so jealous.
Tonight, hashtag Mill Hockey at the UWM Panther
That's
Arena.
That's an awesome jersey.
Taking on the Texas Stars.
And
thanks,
it would
man.
Match my shoes, too. See, look, my Vans.
Oh, those would. That would look real good.
Yeah.
I couldn't wear those, though, because I'm out on the ice. Usually, guys, this is actually one of the first times that I'm not wearing my my big snowshoes, my boots out on the ice. I'm going to just try to rock my regular Nikes and make
don't
sure
fall.
That I don't go down.
It'll be, don't go down.
I go down on that ice. It is going to be some
but
kind of trip.
Shout out to John, though. He always give the school tickets and take 50 or 60 kids. It's amazing. I just appreciate that.
Well, we appreciate you, Leroy. We appreciate you being here on the Wendy's Big Show.
I want me one of the jerseys, too.
Thank you. We appreciate everything you do. Where are you going to be this weekend?
He's still looking. 799-1250.
Whoa.
I'm off this weekend.
You're taking off?
Yeah. I'll be back at Pick and Save. Near you on the 16th, though. You can believe that.
Joey said near
you.
Yeah, it's going to be one near you. Because I got to do something for St. Patrick's Day.
This boy here.
We did green.
You can believe that.
He said
what
near
did we do?
You, did he?
We did a pizza for
this boy.
A green pizza for St. Patrick's Day for kids. One of my recipes.
This boy.
It was all green looking.
Yeah,
it was amazing. What is he talking? What's wrong with this dude, man?
This guy.
It'd be a pig say near you, man.
This is
it's one
this
always near somebody.
Near you.
Yeah. Can you read the lyrics?
Sure, no problem. The right lane, last night's loss in Phoenix. Is it a big deal to you? That's the right lane. The left lane, who is the best general manager in the state right now?
John Horse, man.
That's the center lane. The return lane, Eric Bledsoe taking less money. Does that signify the Bucks have arrived to you? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7FM. The fan always can dial it up on the phone.
Thank you, Steve.
The old school way, I guess, is the best way to do it. Last night's loss, a big deal to you, Gary. Gary, he doesn't have his headphones on, so he can't hear
no,
me.
I hear you. I hear
last night's loss is a big deal to you, Gary.
He talks just us, man. I can't get over Leroy, man.
Let me go first, Steve, because I wasn't here when y'all talked about this.
Let him go first and first.
Because, hey, man, listen, you live by the three.
Coming to a microphone
near you. Leroy Incorporated, man. This boy here.
You live by the three, you die by the three. You live by the shot, you die by the shot. But for people who attack my mentions about cash, because I want him to get paid. If you go back, and Steve, let me know now, he always said it's going to be times like this. Shooters shoot. Sometimes you're on, sometimes you're off. It's no big deal. And the only reason why I say this, I looked at the brighter side of it. You were totally off and still lost by, what, 4, 5 points, 6 points?
114, 105, yep.
That's what I'm saying. So I didn't panic. It's not like it's a blowout. But I also was, you know, looked around because I text Steve because, you know, Phoenix beat the Lakers. I mean, we're terrible.
Yeah,
I'm thinking, uh-oh, well, wait a minute. What happened when they beat the Bucks? Now, should we? So I say, wait a minute. Then I looked at Cash's time. I mean, look at his stat line, 1-for-13. But I'm not worried one bit.
Yeah, you're not freaking out.
No, no, because this is what shooters do. So what's 24-13?
37.
So he's 9-for-37 in two games. Gary talked about that. Now, again, the emphasis is going to be on him because of the contract, right? Because we're talking about, I don't know if it was Ram or KJ. One of them said he's a bad Robin, like a lower tier Robin to Batman, which is Giannis. Can you win a championship? And I'm going to say, get these games out of the way now. I don't expect this in the playoffs. So it didn't bother me a bit. Not one bit. Sometimes, you know what? Here's a good segue.
Okay.
The Colts were 0-11. And we were, I think that was the year, it was 96, 97. We had a great team. I think it was the Super Bowl year. They had not won a game.
No, you guys didn't play the Colts when you guys won the Super Bowl.
The best, well, it might have been a year before. They were terrible. They were old. They hadn't won a game.
Man.
Baby Tosh, we went there, and we got Reggie, everybody. We got everybody. Doug Evans. Hey, man, they put on a clinic. I think the quarterback, Steve, was Paul Justin.
He was back quarterback. I was there.
Beat us to death.
Beat the brakes off you.
It can happen.
You were at that game.
Yep. It can happen. It can happen.
In a Paul Justin uniform?
No.
And Marvin Harrison was, I don't know what his stat line, couldn't cover him. So I know Booker and those guys out there, they play kind of out of control sometimes because they're not a great team, but it happens. I didn't freak out about it. And I was surprised that people really thought this was starting a trend that they were going to start shooting bad. I just don't believe that.
Gary, did last night's game, was that a big deal to you when they lose 114-105 the second time to the Phoenix Suns?
Let me just keep it straight 100. Here's the big deal. The big deal is, to me, is Chris Middleton.
Yeah, and
That's the big deal. I mean, if you go to the Utah game, you know you didn't have a lot of players available, right? So you're thinking maybe, hey, Chris, shoot him as you want. I mean, be Leroy. Shooter!
He was.
I mean, coming out of timeout, bro, when they call the timeout, and you coming out of timeout, as soon as you step on the floor, you shoot. You got it, Chris. It's yours. Didn't do it for you. And then you come to this game, 1-for-13. Mm. Didn't do it for you. Now he's looking to get the max, $30
million. $34.5 million.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Had he been?
So to me, Leroy, I'm going to finish your
argument. Okay, I apologize.
No, don't worry about it. I'm going to finish your show. Soon. Coming near you. But that's what it's all about for me, Roy. I mean, you look at Middleton. He's got to play better if they're looking to get to the Eastern Conference. Now, I don't know how long he's going to be in this little thing he in.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, Steve.
Well, he's in a little bit of a funk, Sparky, and he told all Bucks fans that if you're a real Bucks fan, you know that I'm going to go through these slumps.
He said that a couple months ago.
Yes, so I don't understand what's the issue.
There is no issue.
Steve. Yeah, there is, Steve.
There is no issue unless if he plays well in the playoffs.
Correct. Mm-hmm. There you go, Steve.
Then there's no issue, right?
That's fair.
Because regular season's pretty much done.
That's fair.
So as long as he figures it out prior to the postseason and gets back into being hot Chris Middleton and not cold Chris Middleton, everything is fine. If he's cold Chris Middleton and they lose a playoff series, there's no way they're going to bring him back. Mm-hmm. Let's start there, A. And B, there's no way the fans would allow them to bring him back if that's it. Mm-hmm. Because there seems to be way more people against Chris Middleton than for Chris Middleton in this town.
Yeah.
Now, maybe it's just people that call the postgame show and sports talk radio, and it's only the people on social media. And those that aren't on social media and don't call on the sports talk radio, maybe they all love Chris Middleton, and those are the people I'm not accounting for. But of the people that we come in today and day contact with, there's a far more greater base of people that do not want to pay Chris Middleton all that money. And if Chris Middleton plays bad in a series and they lose a series, where do you think the finger's going to get pointed? at Chris Middleton. Regardless of what Bledsoe does, regardless of what Brogdon does, regardless of what Brook Lopez does or Mirotić, if they lose a series and Middleton didn't play well, fans will ignore everybody else on the team and go, it's his fault. That's what's going to happen.
Well, nobody's going to blame Eric Bledsoe. He's now the people's champion. He signed He signed the extension. He shot 5 of 15, 0 of 6 from 3, and nobody even remembers it.
That's a good point.
Center Lane, Sparky, which GM in the state of Wisconsin right now is the number one, the best general manager out of all three teams, Brian Gutekunst, David Stearns, John Horst. Who do you got, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer?
Yeah, I got to say David Stearns, and because we're doing it right now. And like I said earlier in the show, if we did this in the summer and the Bucks have done something in the playoffs, then maybe the answer changes. But right now, David Stearns is taking his organization from a team that was supposed to be in a 4 or 5 year rebuild, according to some people like myself, and put them within one game of the World Series, 3 years in or whatever it was, into this deal last year. That is just simply amazing. He trades prospects and gets the first year when he gets the player. Yeah. Yelich is an MVP.
It's a home run. There.
Gets Wade Miley in free agency. Nobody had any expectations for him. He ends up being a pivotal piece for this team down the stretch, to which most fans were mad that they didn't bring him back to the Brewers roster this season. And now Gio Gonzalez, another guy that he got for a bucket of balls pretty much at the trade deadline last year, the waiver deadline. Well, actually, it was past the waiver deadline. It was in August. But when they got Gio Gonzalez, he actually helped this roster as well coming in. And now they're still in pursuit of Gio Gonzalez, according to Sporting News right now. So, I don't know, man. For me, David Stearns is number one. John Horst is number two. And Gutekunst hasn't done anything, really, as far as had any postseason success. Record. Nothing at all. You got to sit and wait.
Got no track record.
Left lane, Gary Ellerson, former Badger Packer running back. Mm-hmm. Eric Bledsoe signs 4 years, $70 million contract.
Yeah.
Pau Gasol gives back $2.5 million. Just gives it back. Yeah. Takes a bio, just says, no, you keep it.
You keep
to the San Antonio Spurs. So he could come to the Milwaukee Bucks, come to the 414, and be a part of this team. Does that signify that this organization has arrived to you?
Most certainly things are changing around here. And I think it's got a lot to do with a lot of different things. I think guys won't play for what's the head coach's name?
Mike Budenholzer.
They won't play for Budenholzer. And that's facilities, I think, too. And listen, guys, I know a lot of people did taxes. You guys didn't want to pay it. But this is the rewards you get from that. Guys want to come to this facility. It's a great facility. They want to play in it. It's the best there is in the NBA right now. And you've got just a good situation here in Milwaukee where guys are, Bledsoe's taking less money. You talked about Parker, so I'll give him money back. That's what it's all about. And then when you start doing these kind of things, you become like Golden State. Because what's the biggest cry right now for Milwaukee? Well, nobody wants to come here because it's cold. Guys want to be somewhere warmer, but they're okay to go to New York. Well, not so much because it's cold in New York too. So it's really about, to me, and it becomes about who wants to play with Giannis, who wants to help Giannis win a championship. And I think that's where we are right now. Didn't Bledsoe talk a little bit about Giannis when he signed that contract? I think
30 years old, and he's been on some bad teams, Sparky. Yeah. He's been on some bad organizations. He's gotten to see
now. It had to hurt Bledsoe to lose against Phoenix.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, especially he just signed his deal in Phoenix. A little spite maybe a little bit. This organization arrived to you, host of the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show?
I think it's a combination of things, not just Bledsoe. I mean, the hometown discount, if that's what happened, is a great deal. Eric Neiman of The Athletic pointed out that his agent may have called around and figured out that the market wasn't going to be as strong for his client as he thought.
Could be.
So he took the deal that the Bucks were offering.
I heard John Horst convinced him this was the best place for him.
Sure. You have that. The other thing that you have in this, I think is a big deal. Is this whole Mirotić Pau Gasol thing and how this whole thing is playing out and all the love Mirotić is showing the city of Milwaukee, the organization, the facilities, the coaching staff. That is being heard and seen by other players around the NBA. So you already have a superstar in Giannis that really officially puts you on a map as a possible destination. And now you have a respected veteran, I think, in Mirotić around the league that is really shining a light on what's going on here. And then a Bledsoe who decides to stay here versus go play for the Lakers or go play for the Knicks or go play for Boston or go play for a larger market with more status that goes along with playing for those organizations and stays here. I think that helps too. I think you'll really, really, really know by the time the postseason is done and then see what happens in the summer with this team as far as who they have going into next year. But I'd say right now they've arrived,
Off those Mirotić comments, I got a question for you on the other side of the break, and you guys too, as former players in the locker room. that Mirotić might have something to do with the fact of why I think this organization might have arrived with those comments as well. But we'll also get you at 414-799-1250. We just set the table for you. Now you come and eat at 414-799-1250, and you know, while you're eating, you might as well have a nice beer with you. You might as well have a Beauforting, a premium quality beer due to its superior ingredients, 100% natural barley, hops, and the freshest spring water used in production. Plus, guys, 1764 is when this place started. That's over 250 years of still just family-owned brewing in Luxembourg. And since then, they've been crafting their best brews to achieve the pinnacle of drinkability and smoothness. In their lineup, it's the crisp Pilsner, the smooth triple ale, which I had a few of last night, 8% ABV. No, I didn't leave the living room. Also, the delicious fruit ale. They're designed to give you a full flavor. It also doesn't fill you up. And guys, a little secret about Beauforting. Unlike other imports, it's not owned by a gigantic corporation. It's not brewed in mass quantities. Instead, they take care of what they do. They brew it in small batches with a personal family touch, and you can find some at Total Wine and More, Discount Liquor, and Woodman's, or if you're going to go out to a bar, get it on tap at Cafe Hollander, Nomad, Stilthouse, and Sport Club down in Cathedral Square. And finally, guys, you can call me Beauforting Bill, and when you're out having a Beauforting, send one to me at Bill Schmidt Radio, hashtag Beauforting Bill. Beauforting. It's Milwaukee's smoothest favorite import.
I don't understand. So you want them to buy you a Beauforting when they see you out and about?
I mean, yeah, for sure. I'd like that.
That's what they want. You want them to do.
Okay. Yeah, would that be cool? You think that's cool? You think
it's a novel campaign.
Yeah, that's
sure.
A novel campaign.
Yeah,
sweet.
Great campaign.
Let's
man.
Do it. That's what I like to hear. Yeah. All right. Buy Beauforting Bill a Beauforting today. 414-799-1250. Give us a call on the Wendy's Big Show.
You know, you got to tip your hat off to them. They play hard. I think they have more energy than us when we play them, so it results in extra shots, you know, pushing the ball down the court, getting easy shots on us. You know, I don't think we take them as seriously as we should.
There's Malcolm Brogdon after the Bucks. Yeah. They obviously didn't take him very seriously. They lost 114-105 to the Phoenix Suns. You take exception with that, Gary?
Yeah, I don't know how you don't take them seriously.
Well, I mean, 14 and 51 is the reason I guess you wouldn't take him very seriously.
Play that again. Can you play it again?
I'd be honored to.
You know, you got to tip your hat off to them. They play hard. I think they have more energy than us when we play them, so it results in extra shots, you know, pushing the ball down the court, getting easy shots on us. You know, I don't think we take them as seriously as we should.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things you play on a team that's a losing team. You know, they say hashtag trap game, stuff like that. In the NFL, it's just a trap game. He just told on himself. Yeah, it was. And now we're done with it. Let's keep him. I like the honesty, though. I like that.
Yeah, that's the kind of honesty you get from the president. He's going to tell you exactly what it is. And I feel like, Sparky, he gives you more of a feel of just what the team is feeling whenever he talks.
Yeah, I think so. He's kind of that glue guy, that heartbeat, I guess, of this team. And he's a good guy to be the heartbeat because he really doesn't get too up, Gary, and he doesn't really ever get too low. I mean, when you watch Brogdon play, it's pretty much even keel across the board.
It is. I mean, he's that steady Eddie guy, I mean, most certainly. And, I mean, you know, listen, Steve, I think since he's been here, he's gotten better and better every season. And he's going to get some money. He's going to get paid. I don't know how much. When you talked about that with names a little bit this year, you said between 14 and 16 you let him have, but he's just right. I think he's a glue guy to what they're trying to do. But once again, there are the sum of their parts. All these guys, you know, him, Bledsoe. I mean, and I don't know. We were talking today. You can catch Leroy and I tonight on, is that Spectrum One?
News One.
Spectrum News One?
Yes.
We're going to be on 7 o'clock. Our good buddy Dennis Krause said, Steve, that Paul Gasol will win one game for them in the playoffs.
Mike. It all depends how much they want to play him. I don't. Matt Velasquez was out for the walking.
Which was to Leroy's dismay.
Right. Matt Velasquez said it over the weekend when I asked him about how much he thought he'd play. He said they didn't pick him up to send him on the end of the bench and not play. So he's going to play. Whether it's 15, 20 minutes, whatever it is, he's going to play. He can rebound. He can dish out a couple of assists on a night-to-night basis. He can give you a little scoring. So that's really all you need. You're not asking for this dude to play 35 minutes a night. You don't need him to play 35 minutes a night. But on a night where Brook Lopez isn't feeling it from outside and is broke, Now you can bring him in and give you some offense still out of that center position. Prior to that, you had to move Giannis to the center position and have him to have to deal with centers. Now you don't have to do that anymore. So we talked about George Hill, Ersan, Mirotić, and Gasol. Those four guys are going to be the bench in the playoffs behind the starting five. It'll be those nine guys in the rotation, unless something happens. I think those are the nine guys.
Pros, and that's all that is. That is just pros, that's, pros. Yep.
Right, and I don't think Budenholzer ever wanted to play young guys in the playoffs, and nor would I, with all due respect to everybody else. If you think this is your chance to win a ring, to win the whole thing,
right,
you don't want some young guy making a mistake in a big situation where you're like, man, I had a vet. He never would have done that. You don't want to be in that situation, and now they don't have to be in that situation.
Jim's in Chicago. Hey, Jim, pick a lane, man.
All right, hey, I'm going to return lane here, and I just want to kind of, I got like a point and then a question for Jerry and Leroy here. So follow me on this. Milwaukee people, we're thrifty. We're a thrifty bunch. We're the people that will drive around for a half hour to find a free spot instead of paying the $10 to park at Summerfest at the ICC, right? So seeing Bledsoe take the deal makes everybody think, okay, that's good. He's taking reasonable contracts. And, you know, it's more about the team. So my question for Gary and Leroy is the perspective from the professional athlete. Is it more important to get paid, or is it more important to be a part of the team? I mean, what's going through your mind when you guys are signing the big contracts?
Well, I let Leroy.
Appreciate it, Jim.
It depends. If you're a young guy, it's about maybe winning and atmosphere, stuff like that. When you're an older guy, it's about schools, it's about legacy, it's about, you know, having money in the future, so you don't have to see these, you know, 30 for 30s from guy being broke, you know, because they mm-hmm. didn't, you know, didn't treat their money right, didn't do invest in the proper things like that. So it's something. But for me, I looked at the idea of not being able to, every time you get off the plane, there's TMZ in your face. That's value. You don't have to worry about that. You really don't. It's just a lot to go into, Gary. But when you're, like I said, when you're 30, you know, 28 to 30, you're looking to hit the big cash.
For like your last one.
Yes, your last one from hitting them. I mean, what do you think?
Well, it's a lot like Donald Driver, okay? Donald Driver was going to get paid by the Green Bay Packers. And he may not never gotten that big, big, huge contract mm-hmm. money that he wanted, mm-hmm. but from as long as the longest that he's played for the Green Bay Packers, he's made a lot of money. Do you understand what I'm saying? He may have never.
He
got
knew
that
he was
huge,
going to make his money
all the time.
Sure, yeah.
All the time, every year, he was going to get paid. So it's something to be said for like longevity. It's something to be said for a guy that may be taking a little bit less, but knows that he's always going to be there, that the team is never going to cut you. Now, in Chris Middleton's case, because really that's what it's all about, he's got to be – this is going to be his last big payday. So should he be greedy and take it all right now? Because he'll never get paid this much in his NBA career ever. This is it. His next contract will be less than what he's getting ready to sign for right now.
And it's so difficult – guys, in that.
So do I go play for, let's say, Phoenix and make all the money but never get in the playoffs? Or do I take less to stay in Milwaukee and get into the playoffs and have longevity and be more of a winner? Those are tough decisions to make.
Right, and you guys can say yes or no to this, but in the meantime, you have your agent who wants you to take the most money,
all
because
the money.
That's more money that he will make.
All the money. Yeah.
And then you also have the Brotherhood of the Players Association right. wanting you to go after all of the money.
Right.
So the next guy gets all of the money.
Right. Yeah, but that doesn't hold any water in the NBA. San Antonio guys have been taking less money for years.
For years.
This
sure.
isn't Major yep. League Baseball where
but
stomp
longevity
on you if
though,
you don't
Steve.
Do it.
But longevity for San Antonio. Look how long they kept all those guys together.
Yeah, it's a huge deal. But a lot of it was sacrificed by mm-hmm. those guys to take less money.
For a championship.
Right. But well, my point is, though, in the Players Association, they didn't touch those guys. And Major League Baseball, they'll stomp on you if you do something like that. Major League Baseball hates that. So the Players Association, Major League Baseball, the NBA Players Association has always been soft for the most part. They have been forever. So from that perspective, I don't think they'll care. If Middleton, you know, takes 25 a year, 24 a year, something like that, I don't think the NBA Players Association could care less. Now, if Kevin Durant comes to Milwaukee for 20 a year, well, then, yeah, they're going to lose their minds. Yeah. Then they're going to be like, what in the world is going on? What are you doing going there for $20 million a year? You should be getting more than double that.
That's what I thought was going to happen with Boogie Cousins when he goes and takes the minimum to play with Golden State.
Yeah, but that was because he was coming off of a major injury.
Sure.
And nobody knew he was going to be able to play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's totally different. I mean, if Durant is healthy and goes and takes way less to play somewhere else, then there'll be some red flags waved as far as what that's all about. But again, I mean, Durant can sell that and just say, look, man, they got the next great thing in the NBA, Giannis. Go back and read my quotes. I've been praising this kid for a couple of years. I've always wanted to see what it'd be like to play with him, and I don't want to come here and be me and Giannis and nobody else around us. So to make this work, I got to take less money. Deal with it.
Could you imagine if both him and Giannis took like 32?
Well, see, that's the thing about what LeBron did in Miami. That sets kind of a template to make it work to win. These guys figured out a way. Pat Riley did. It was brilliant for these guys to make $100-some million or whatever it is, or whatever. But it made it work for a few years, and then it ultimately broke up. Guys are going to start doing that. But then, again, if you're in your 30s and you are late 20s or 30, you got a chance for a guaranteed contract now. Not like Bryce Harper. He's still in his prime. But when you're close to your 30s and you can really, you know, exercise your right to make max money, you're going to do that. I don't hold a guy grudging for that. Like some fans, yeah, give him a hometown discount. Listen, if they're going to give you money, get paid.
And with the Boston Celtics, that's one of the main reasons why they have so much turmoil seemingly, because, Sparky, they have a lot of young dudes that haven't hit that first pay window, and their points are all getting mushed around by different dudes that now do have contracts.
No doubt. And that's why the playoffs are going to be interesting, because Middleton's fighting for his next contract. Brogdon's fighting to get as much as he can in restricted free agency. Brook Lopez knows he's going to be hitting free agency, as does Mirotić. All these guys not only are playing to get a ring, but are also playing for the next contract. Eliminating Bledsoe from that equation is a big deal, in my opinion. Taking care of him, now that's one less guy you got to worry about. But these other guys, yeah, they want to be unselfish. They want to win a championship. At the same point, I'm sure their agent is also telling them, hey, Doug, I get this whole thing about wanting to pass and all that, but if you don't start taking more shots, you're costing yourself millions of dollars right now in the postseason if you don't start taking some more shots. And that's what you're going to have to deal with as an organization, and what these players will have to deal with in trying to still be a team and not fracture because guys are trying to get paid in the postseason.
Gary, what are you saying to your agent if he says that to you? You better take a couple of more shots, man, because we got some money to make.
Well, they're all in this day and age, they're all probably saying that, these agents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they get 3%.
Yeah,
they got to feed their families.
Yep.
Yeah, don't think that they're not. I mean,
because they wouldn't be a good businessman if they weren't trying to make themselves money.
But Chris Middleton to me is just the most puzzling situation ever I've ever just been around.
The weirdest you've ever stumbled upon?
Well, I mean, you know, this news came out, Sparky talked about a couple weeks ago, where Jason Kidd was begging this guy to take threes and he wouldn't take them.
Nope, didn't want to do it. Mm-mm. Well, I'm taking double the amount of threes that he was taking.
Right? I mean, yep. Who wouldn't want to do that?
Yep. And now, Budenholzer comes in here and tells him, forget the mid-range shot, totally. But dude, that's my bread and butter. Yeah, I don't really care. This is about the team, and you need to shoot more threes, and don't worry about your mid-range game. And that's where, you know, he was making his money.
And
that's where he was
struggling with
that.
That's
where his consistency was, and now he's all jacked.
Yeah, I think he's still struggling with that. Just weird.
414-799-1250, Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a Lane rolls on next. Also, guys, one of my favorite players of all time is Steve Smith Sr.
Yeah, that's my guy.
And
yeah,
that's amazing. He just continues to make me happy. More next.
Some breaking news at the break.
He's not getting married.
I don't know if Kay's listening or not.
He's not getting married.
So LeRoy just said that he was talking to Baby Tosh that, you know, you and your girl should just
making
get married
fun of me
after we get married. Everything
hey, now,
be
that
there.
Was my idea.
Just hop up and get married. And
hey,
I said,
man,
now, wait a second.
Too.
Hold on now. We save a bunch of money. So you're saying we can just use your wedding reception for ours and get married right there? Or is it, yeah, man?
That's amazing.
It was for him.
We're getting married at Leroy's wedding now.
No, he's not.
He said we can get married once he's done.
No, he's not.
Save costs.
And right there, I can help save you costs. I can officiate.
No, dude,
we just might have come up with something.
Dude, this is really
couples
good.
Wedding.
America, couples wedding. Couples wedding.
Don't believe these fools, America.
Dude, Leroy just charged for every couple that wants to get married at your wedding.
Mandela's already
That's
married.
How everybody eats for free.
Just charge.
How? You just charge people to go get married right when you guys are done.
Yeah.
Who wants to get married?
Who wants to get married?
There's already going to be 1,500 people there.
Hey, Leroy, just charge $500 whoever wants to get married after you get married at your wedding reception.
Hey, the Packers will be okay with it.
I'm telling you.
That's a great idea.
It's a brilliant idea.
They got seating.
You'll get all the pictures. You'll get all the pictures at Lambeau. You can have all these former Packer players around you at your wedding reception, right? Now, the rest of the people you may not know, but is that really important? Probably not.
I feel like that's like pretty common at weddings, though. Like, people are there that you don't know because they know the other
Correct.
Person.
Correct.
Right. That's true.
So
that's
what's
true.
The difference?
Right. Exactly.
That's true.
More than married.
You're right about that, man. Yeah.
Man, that is perfect. That's great news.
I'm excited. I'm going to give me a tux. Garrett, did you get your tux yet for his wedding?
Huh?
Did you get your tux yet for his wedding?
Man, hit the hot button. This man don't never know what we're talking about. What's the question?
Did you get the tux for Leroy's wedding?
We were supposed
wedding?
To go last weekend, right, Roy? But you had something going on. What you had?
I got mine.
I had to do the cake tasting.
Cake tasting.
No, but you had something else, too, though.
I had like three, four things. I had Caledonia.
Right.
Thing. And I had the Friends of Autism Bowling event.
Right. Yeah,
Friends of Autism Bowling event.
Yeah. Dude, you've Which only got 2.5 months, man.
Yeah.
Are you going to be able to get these tuxes fitted in time?
Oh, yeah. We're good.
When are you guys going to go?
Gary may go this week.
You want to go tomorrow?
I may go Saturday.
You want to go Saturday?
Yeah.
Why don't you guys go on Saturday? He's not doing anything on Saturday.
He got to fly out.
Oh, that's right. We're going to be in Phoenix.
Yeah, don't be somewhere. Right. Yeah, that's not
Maybe we go tomorrow morning, Roy. I'm going to go tomorrow.
I thought... Thursday. Oh, yeah.
We leave on Thursday.
Yeah.
We'll make it work. We'll film it.
Go tomorrow, Roy.
Let people see.
Please don't film you guys getting fitted for your tuxes.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Tyrone ain't going to be in it, right, Tyrone?
Yeah, Tyrone couldn't make it.
Steve Pallett's going to be in
it. My guy Steve's going to
be in it. Steve Pallett.
I got some bourbon for him. So.
Do you get none for your boy? You know your boy like bourbon.
Do you?
Come on. He's the best man. You didn't give him a gift?
I have gifts for all my guys.
He's no Steve Pallett, though.
That's my guy.
Oh, that's his guy?
Yeah.
He's platinum. Gary's like DNA. He's part of the family. Steve is black. We got me and Gary like.
So that means you're not getting anything.
He's like,
I treat my family good.
What I told you.
That's why I don't have no money.
What's my job?
Because my family's
just
good.
Get Leroy to the wedding.
Get him to the
on
altar.
On time.
Get him to the altar.
Oh, I'll be there.
Because you know what?
No, but on time.
No.
After you're supposed to be there.
No, not even that.
On time. Not Leroy time.
Right.
On time.
On time, cuz. That's my job. And then you know what's my job after that? Make sure he don't get lost in the atrium somewhere trying to put out a fire.
No, he'll be taking selfies and signing autographs.
That's the issue. That's the problem.
There's
going to
be something going on. I got to go get him. Gary, you ain't going to believe what just happened. And I got to put it out.
No, I ain't going to do that. I'm a good man.
I'm going to have to put out all the fires.
It'll be a lot of police and FBI people there. You're good.
Oh, really?
That's the security, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be able to make it, man.
Well, Green Bay's fine.
You and your Beaufortin guys, y'all stay away now.
So, real talk, are Sparky and I invited to the wedding or not?
Yeah, you can come. You can come.
You can come. You don't have a ticket, can't get in. You can come.
No, they can eat.
No, they can eat, Roy.
Really? So I don't have to buy the ticket?
No, I got you.
Or do I have to buy a ticket?
Tom said your contract is not up yet, so you can't pay. You ain't got that money. Ain't real.
I don't have anything really. Yeah.
Right.
No.
I got you.
You got no money.
Thanks, man. But Steve's been making the real money, so he's got to pay for his tickets?
Yeah, that's fine.
Steve got to
pay his wife, don't.
Yeah, man, that's all right.
Steve got to pay his wife, don't.
Because we're getting married after they do now, so I'm good. We'll pay for our tickets.
Everybody stay seated.
I'll pay my tickets. We're getting married.
Everybody stay seated. Dun, dun, dun. We just heard this before. Yeah. No, here comes Kate.
Don't mind Kate, her wedding dress. She's just hanging out. We're good.
Okay,
we got this. We got
you guys
this.
Are just standing in the back of the room.
Yeah, standing in the back of the room, just waiting.
Single file line for everybody that's going to get married
right now.
Yes.
Oh, you can let baby, I'll let the Pastor Scott, I'll let him leave.
Pastor Scott.
And you can have baby Tasha officially.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
I now pronounce you man and wife.
No.
Put your hair in your man bun.
No.
Oh, for sure. I'll go man bun for it.
No. Can't do it.
Pastor Scott.
Man, why not?
Can't do it, man.
Why?
No, man. Rami would absolutely lose his mind.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
I forgot about that.
No, man. That ain't happening. I told Rami, no, I can't tell yes to Baby Tosh. All hell will break
loose. It just shows who you like better. I mean, let's be honest. Like, come on. Call a spade a spade.
Hey, Rami's not here. He won't even know. It'll be over. He won't even know.
Man, it's your wedding. It's going to be all over social media.
Know. We won't show you Baby Tosh. You can put a mask on or something.
No, I want to be front and center for this bad boy. Mike's in south side of Milwaukee. Mike, pick a lane, man.
Mike, what lane you got, buddy?
Yeah, I just got a comment on the Brogdon comment.
Yeah, let me hear some.
Mike, what you doing with the dog back there, man?
She's still pissed about yesterday.
What'd you do to her yesterday, Mike?
Didn't let her out.
We got company just walked in. She goes a little crazy.
Good for her.
Oh, okay.
So what happened yesterday with her?
Chocolate Lab, Bucks and Packer fan, and Brewers.
Nice.
Yeah.
She watches the Packers. She likes when they throw it.
Yeah. How old is she, Mike?
She's eight.
Eight? Okay. She's doing well?
Yeah, she's awesome. Yeah. She catches a Frisbee better than Donald Driver.
Oh, yeah. Well, nice. I suppose Frisbee.
14 in a row once.
In a row.
Wow.
In the middle of winter at night.
At night. Wow. Who's throwing it, Mike?
They're buying a dog.
But real quick,
come on.
I got the football analogy.
Okay.
With the Bucks on the game last night.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I think the coaches saw full squad.
Yeah.
Let's roll the sweatbands out there, you know, helmets.
Roll the sweatpants?
I think the sweat burners wanted it more. And,
yeah.
You know, that happens in sports.
Yeah. Oh, for sure, yeah.
Quick Yelich comment.
Yeah, let me hear your Yelich comment.
I never saw MVP baseball trophy till last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's a plaque. It's kind of cool, isn't it?
No. She was walking. Thanks, guys.
She was walking?
Wow. That was clever.
Yeah. Hey, Jim Ozarski just tweeted it.
Look at you, Mike, with a mic drop.
In the background.
Jim Ozarski just tweeted at Leroy. It says, any chance Tom Silverstein and Leroy doing X's and O's of the ceremony?
Yeah. No, that ain't happening. But we are going to do a big draft thing.
But, it's a built-in audience, though, cuz. We need to take advantage of that. We should do like
Facebook Live.
Yeah.
Instagram Live.
Something.
Yeah, we should do Facebook Live. That's why we need to be there. We'll handle all that stuff.
No, you can't do that because they're gonna take your phone from you.
Seriously, though, I do have an idea, though. And I've always wanted to do this, and I've never had a chance to do it.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, like, if you go to different weddings, they have, like, the photo booth or whatever.
Yeah.
And you can put different stuff on, dress up, and those are the memories. This is what I've always wanted to do. And I think we could actually pull it off at your wedding, if you allow it. We could have a table.
My wife allowed.
Okay, fine. Yeah. But it's not going to, you won't, I mean, you'll kind of know we're there, but not really. Have a table set up, like a radio broadcast type deal, right?
Yeah.
You don't even have to have speakers for it. So just two headsets, you can record into the computer.
Mm-hmm.
And people just come over and sit down and tell stories or memories about both of you throughout the course of the night. And then at the end of the night, you burn the whole thing onto a CD, and there are your memories from the party of everybody telling different stories
about
you.
That's a great idea. I'll run it.
No.
Oh, I didn't say that. But, I mean, that's right. I've always thought that would be a great idea for a wedding.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. I like that.
It's a wedding Tim and Tosh in the Morning podcast. Yeah. Timmy and I will run that.
I definitely don't think you should put Tim with Tosh on
this. That would be perfect. It would be awesome. We'd get some good stories.
Tim, is his language pretty good on the podcast? Oh, he don't be saying bad words. See, this is a family show. He can't be.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's explicit content. You can check it out at Fan Out.
And he's a Cowboy fan. We don't want to be bothered with that.
World according to Sparky has no explicit content. Family friendly.
I couldn't think so. I couldn't expect too much explicit content.
Very family friendly. Very family friendly.
Wendy's Big Show back after this.
I don't know. Jason Witten came back. Steve, any thoughts?
You want the truth about that, or you want me to let that go?
No, I want the truth.
No, about you, not Witten.
Oh, okay. No, I'm good.
That's what he meant.
Oh, okay. I thought Steve was telling me maybe there was a surprise coming our way.
Oh, no, there's not no surprise. I'm actually good on TV, so I'm just going to stay here.
Oh,
Steve Smith bringing the heat. I'm Jason Witten, man. That was just mean.
Yeah, I'm just going to stay here. I'm good.
I thought Witten did a good job, I thought.
No, you didn't. You don't have to lie, man.
They should have gave that job to Joe Thomas.
Right. Joe Thomas should have had it right away.
Yeah, I've never seen Joe Thomas. Did he audition for it?
Yeah. Or somehow, how bad could Brett have been? I mean, what is he auditioned for it twice?
Who?
Brett.
Yeah.
Brett who?
Favre.
Brett Favre, he can't do that.
Really?
No. He doesn't.
Just
good
even
job
on
his
name
show?
Recognition alone?
Right. But he's a storyteller guy.
Oh, yeah, no, he's going to want to tell a bunch of stories.
Yeah, he's
well, the bar is set now with Tony Romo, everybody like that, so they're going to look for another analyzer type.
For sure. Now, I mean, maybe that's why Jason Witten seemed so bad, because it was so easy for Tony Romo.
You got to see Steve Smith, man. He was talking to that big, tall quarterback that was like 6'7", 6'8", and the guy was throwing it hard. He walked up to him. You know, he's like 5'10". You got to throw the ball a little better. You costing these guys money.
Costing.
Steve Smith.
I'm like, it was hilarious.
Just tells it like it is, man.
But maybe we should let him do it. You'll have everybody laughing.
Gary, we asked everybody on Twitter and Facebook about your sweater that you got rocking. I thought it looks a lot like a Mr. Rogers. A lot of people come to your defense. Somebody's saying, man, you got GQ style.
Yes.
Yeah, you just need a face. You'll be nice.
Yes. He just threw something on today. That's a good cover. And at least it's the happy Gary, not the crabby pants Gary. I don't remember Gary ever being real crabby.
No, never really.
Yeah, at 2 o'clock, really? Every day at 2 o'clock when he hit the you people. Anytime he say you people, uh-oh.
Yes, and upon request, I will start counting out the you people. I will make sure that we all know when we get the you people.
208.
208.
Thanks to Eric Name for joining us, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, myself, Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, Anthony, Mother Plucker. Thanks, guys. Great work as always. Take it out, Brett.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.